The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today continue his programme of virtual US events in the run-up to St Patrick's Day. He'll attend online roundtable discussions with business leaders this afternoon ahead of his virtual meeting with US President Joe Biden tomorrow. President Biden, meanwhile, is today embarking on the first leg of a tour of the US to promote his massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue package. Our correspondent in Washington is Brian O'Donovan.
Well, today's events very much focused on business and economic ties between the US and Ireland. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will attend virtual roundtable discussions hosted by the US Chamber of Commerce, Enterprise Ireland, the IDA. He'll speak with senior executives, and it's all about highlighting the fact that it's a two-way trade and investment relationship. It's not just about the big American companies setting up in Ireland. There are also 110,000 people employed in the US by 900 Irish-owned companies. Yesterday, the Taoiseach addressed a number of virtual US events, including delivering an address to the Washington-based Brookings Institution. Now, it was interesting that at the end of that address, they opened it to questions, and lots of the questions were about the issue of Irish unity and if there would be a border poll. Last week, of course, here in the US, the Friends of Sinn Féin ran this big high-profile ad campaign calling for a united Ireland. Now, on this, Micheál Martin pushed back against the idea, and he said that discussions that took place around Irish unity immediately after Brexit were a mistake, and that it put people back into the trenches too early. He said his preference was to develop a shared dialogue and that there would not be a referendum on Irish unity in the lifetime of this government. In his address to the Brookings Institution yesterday, he also made reference to that recent unilateral action we saw being taken by the UK on the Brexit withdrawal agreement.
The withdrawal agreement contains within it mechanisms specifically designed to deal with issues that arise, a joint committee and specialised committees. That is where teething problems should be worked through so that we can find common solutions. Unilateral action to disapply or not to implement aspects of the protocol does nothing but corrode trust, the only basis on which sustainable long-term solutions can be found. It exacerbates uncertainty and instability, two things Northern Ireland can well do without.
The big day, of course, is tomorrow, Brian, when the Taoiseach has a virtual meeting with the US President Joe Biden. What will the day's events look like, and what will the two leaders discuss?
Well, I think, Gavin, the big idea tomorrow is to replicate as closely as possible what a traditional Taoiseach's visit to Washington would look like under normal circumstances. And you're going to try and have the same set-piece events just done in a virtual format. There'll be a meeting with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, members of Congress. There'll be talks with the Vice President, Kamala Harris. And then, yes, the big event is the virtual meeting with President Joe Biden. An actual physical shamrock bowl has already been delivered to the White House. We understand it'll be put on the table next to Joe Biden for the duration of their hour-long meeting, which takes place tomorrow. Now, Micheál Martin has been doing several interviews with US TV networks in the run-up to tomorrow's meeting, and one of the big questions he's being asked all the time is, of course, on the issue of COVID-19 vaccines. And will he ask Joe Biden for additional vaccine supply, given that we have this massive stockpile of vaccines here in the US, whereas Europe is struggling to get their hands on supply? Now, over the weekend, the Taoiseach told CBS News that he wasn't aware of too many countries who were giving away their vaccine supplies. He did say, however, that he will be discussing the whole issue of COVID-19 vaccines with Joe Biden when he meets him. Of course, we can expect Brexit, the peace process, also to be very high up on that agenda, particularly in light of yesterday's legal action taken by the EU against the UK over this unilateral action on the Northern Ireland Protocol. The White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked about this issue yesterday at her daily briefing.
We continue to encourage both the European Union and the UK government to prioritize pragmatic solutions to safeguard and advance the hard-won peace in Northern Ireland. We would, of course, encourage you to speak to those governments directly about any legal actions. President Biden has been unequivocal in his support for the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. This agreement has been the bedrock of peace, stability, and prosperity for all the people of Northern Ireland. And we also welcome cooperation between our British and Irish counterparts on the Northern Irish border protocol.
Now, Brian, President Biden will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, but today he's celebrating the passage of his massive coronavirus rescue plan, and he's going on the road to promote it.
That's right. Yeah, Gavin. Joe Biden, The First Lady Jill Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug are all fanning out across the country this week to spread the word about Joe Biden's massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue plan. It means stimulus payments for taxpayers, expanded unemployment benefits, as well as funding for vaccine rollout and the reopening of schools. Joe Biden will visit small businesses today in Pennsylvania to highlight how they will benefit from the package. And the whole idea of this, I think, is there's a sense among many Democrats that after the last big recession back in 2008, the Obama administration had this huge $800 billion rescue package. And there's a feeling among Democrats that they didn't get enough credit for it at the time. And they didn't get the political capital. They didn't get the bounce from it because they went on to lose control of the House of Representatives to Republicans in 2010. They do not want that to happen again. So there's a real sense that they need to push this message, go on the road and highlight the extent of this package. Republicans, not particularly happy with this package. Not one of them voted for the bill when it was in Congress. They say it is far, far too expensive and it contains too much money for Democratic pet projects, they say, that have nothing to do with the pandemic.
And that's our correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, in Washington. 7:31.